Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 338.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 338. I'm your host, as always, Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School, jazzpianoschool.com. If you're new here, go to jazzpianoschool.com, check out the website. Amazing free education. Obviously, we have over 300 free podcast lessons, lick of the weeks, tips, tricks, and transcriptions, live teaching programs, membership and courses, blah, 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 yada, 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 right? Don't we all love the plugs in the beginning of podcasts? We have to do this, though, as business owners, because we need to get our stuff out there. Otherwise, what we're doing is completely useless if no one ever finds us, right? I could have the best lessons and content in the world, but if you don't know that I exist, then, you know, that's unfortunate for both of us. So this is an amazing episode. Again, I had got a lot of amazing reviews from the first one I did last week on just practicing. What we're doing here is just practicing our rootless voicings. You're literally just sitting there practicing with me. I'm here guiding you through the whole practice session, just like a trainer would on a workout exercise program, you know, on the apps and TV. I'm doing the exact same thing here. Now, there's a lot of things that students miss when trying to practice because they don't really know how to practice. They don't know what to look for. They're not sure what to do, what tempos. And B, well, I guess I just said all of them, actually. There is no B. I put everything in A. You know, you don't know what tempos to do. You don't know what to do if you make a mistake. You don't know, you know, how to get through it. Sometimes you need motivation. Sometimes you're hitting wrong notes. Sometimes you don't know the notes. So everything is in this video. You're getting access to all of that. You can stop the video. You can go to 60 BPM, 90, 120, 150, 180, wherever you're at. And you can loop it if you want to. Like, you can use this for the rest of your life. And it's an amazing resource. I don't know. I'm pumped about it. I got amazing feedback from the Jazz Piano School community, the audience, obviously, that follows me in Jazz Piano School. So I highly recommend using these. And again, your goal here is 120 BPM. You want to get to 120 BPM. If you don't get there in your practice session, that means you need more practicing. And one of the nuggets that I see in the podcast, I'm going to give it away here. Actually, no, I won't give it away. Well, yeah, I will, because I really want you to, I want you to hear it. I was going to tease you, but it's okay. So when students practice something, what I see so much, this is probably my top three best practice tip you could ever hear from me. And this will 10x your progress and efficiency of your practice like none other, okay? Are you ready? Listen closely, okay? Push those earbuds in further into your ears. Focus on this. When you are practicing something, this isn't the tip, but you should be using a metronome, okay, with a metronome at a certain tempo, right? Because that's going to be the truth teller, the indicator. So if you're at 80 BPM, if you get through the exercise at 80 BPM, you can move the tempo up. That's great. It's cool. Maybe go up to 2, 82, 84, slowly. If you make a mistake at 80 BPM, or let's say the 90 BPM, the tempo scale that I'm using today, 60, 90, 120, 150, 180. Do not do that same tempo again. If you make a mistake at 90 BPM or any tempo, do not repeat the exercise at the same exact tempo. I repeat, do not do the same exercise at the exact same tempo if you make a mistake, because that mistake at that tempo is telling you very important information. It's telling you that you do not know the chord well enough. to execute the exercise at that tempo. So you need to slow it down. It doesn't have to be by much, right? Maybe 4 to 6 beats, but slow the tempo down so that your hand can learn the correct notes. I see so many students do this and it kills me. Oh my God, I used to do this too. But then when I learned this amazing hack, this is like an amazing practice secret. I can't tell you how much it boosted my progress so fast. Because what happens is a student, let's say they do it at 90 BPM, they make a mistake. Then they do it at 90 BPM again, and then they make a mistake. And they, or they say, okay, this time I'll do it. I swear. I'll get it this time, I promise. Really? Okay, go ahead. They do it at 90, mistake. Maybe it's the same mistake. Maybe it's a different mistake. I don't know. But mistakes keep happening. No, Brendan. I swear. I'm going to get it this time. Mistake. Maybe they do it one time and they barely make it all the way through, no mistakes. They say, okay, cool. Do it again at the same tempo, make no mistakes. And then they do it again, mistake, right? So every time you make a mistake, if you keep making mistakes, you keep doing the same tempo, you're practicing the mistake. You are learning the mistake. You're practicing the mistake. It becomes ingrained in your body. Your body thinks that's the right way to play it when it's not. So what does this lead to? It leads to you 10xing the slowness of your progress. You're literally like cutting by a tenth the progress you could be making in that amount of time, right? So please do not do this. Like if there's anything that you listen to, it's this, right? There's usually times I don't really harp on something this important in a podcast episode. But you know what? Today I am, because it's that important. All right. And if you know what? It's so funny because this takes discipline. This takes human discipline. Like our brain needs to stop. It's like an addiction. You need to just stop yourself from thinking and doing, right? And no matter what, there's going to be students out there that still try to do it. Still try to do it and continuously make mistakes over and over and over again. Whatever tempo you make a mistake at, you got to slow it down. If you make a mistake at 90, slow it down to 80. If you make another mistake at 80, slow it down to 70. If you make another mistake at 70, slow it down to 60. You see what I'm saying here? You need to find a tempo where you're not making mistakes. And if there's no tempo where you're not making mistakes, guess what? You need to turn the metronome off. And just play the chords without any pressure. Okay, this is a practice system that I use and my students use inside Jazz Piano School and all my live teaching programs successfully to drive ridiculous results fast. Okay, and you can use it at home whenever you want, right? But you have to follow it to the T. Okay, you get my point. I'm beating a dead horse at this point. Let's get into this episode. It's going to be an awesome one. Don't forget, our Memorial Day sale is coming up. Go to jazzpianoschool.com/Memorial Day Deals. No space. Memorial Day Deals. You can put your email in there to get on the Memorial Day list. We're going to have sales on all our courses. The membership. It's kind of like an a la carte thing. It's like a buffet. You can really pick and choose anything you want. And there's sales on all of it. So you've been waiting in the wings for a lifetime elite account or a course or a membership. This is the time to do it. You can get a sale on that. And even our live teaching programs as well. I'm going to be making some really big changes to the live teaching programs that I'm super excited about. Really, really fun. More touch points with me and my staff. More education. More concepts. Curriculum-based stuff. I mean, we do curriculum-based stuff already, but it's going to be based on a lot of the courses inside of Jazz Piano School. Really awesome stuff. Fun. Innovative. Okay. So, yeah. That's it. With that being said, let's dive into this podcast. Good luck. I'm going to keep releasing practice podcasts like this because I think they're awesome. And if you have any suggestions or things you want practice, like we're just practicing voicings right now. We can do improv stuff. Can practice improv things. That's going to be really fun. That looks a little different. Right? We can practice comping things, solo piano stuff, a lot of fun things to practice together, right? And hopefully it's much easier. It's more fun when I'm here with you, leading you through, and I stay with you the whole time. At least I always thought it was when I was using like fitness videos and classes and stuff like that, or you have a personal trainer with you. It's just easier. Like all you got to do is the work. They're there. They're telling you what to do. You just got to do the work. If they're not there though, you're like, oh God, do I really want to go to the gym? You know? Well, some people don't feel like that, but a lot of people do as well. All right, here we go. Enough talking, Brendan. Stop. Here we go.
All right, so here we go. We're going to practice five different tempos, 60, 90, 120, 150, 180. This is the tempo scale that I use for all my students inside of the Jazz Piano School membership. 60 is just starting. So 60 is when you're just first learning a tool like we're doing here. 90 is you're starting to get the hang of it. 120 is it's solid. When you get to that metronome level, I was going to say metronomic. Metronome level is metronomic word. I don't know. You can move on from there and go to the next tool, whatever you're learning. If you're a Jazz Piano School member, you'd go on to the next step essentially in the curriculum. But if you get to 120, that means it's good. It's pretty solid. You can use it. You can integrate it. 150 is swinging. You're swinging. It's going real well. It's working. It's killing. You're grooving. People are enjoying it. And finally, 180 is mastery. Mastery. That means it's completely mastered. You'll never forget it. You know, I'd like to say you'll never make a mistake, but of course we're all human, but pretty much you will rarely, rarely ever make a mistake. You don't have to hesitate, guess, and whatnot. It's completely mastered. So 120 is your goal for this. I'm going to go over the chord real quick again. This is rootless voicing structure 2. We did structure 1 last week. Here's structure 2. For a 2-5-1 in the key of C, we're going to do a D minor 7 chord to a G 7 chord to a C major 7. This is the example. We're going to go through all of them in just a second. 7-9-3-5 is the minor 7 voicing we're going to use on all the minor 7 chords. Okay, 7-9-3-5 of the chord. From here, all we're going to do is move our thumb down by a half step, and that's going to bring us to 3-13-7-9 over the G7 chord, right? So in all these chords, we have two shells and then of some extensions or the fifth, right? So in this case, we have two extensions. We have the 9 and the 13, and then finally, 7-9-3-5 of the C major 7 chord. Now, in this case, again, we always have the two shells. You need the two shells in there all the time, but we have a 9 and we have the 5 in there, so we only have one extension here. So one more time before we get started, 7-9-3-5, 3-13-7-9, 7-9-3-5, okay? So I'm going to say little tips along the way. Sometimes I'll be quiet, sometimes I won't. But don't forget, on the very last C major 7 chord, you can kind of lift your hand and get ready to switch to the new 2-5-1. With that being said, here's 60 BPM and good luck. Here we go. Nice and easy, right? We're just starting here. Repeat it here. Get your hand ready. I'm going to switch to my G minor 7. This register is okay because I comp down here all the time. It's actually comping strategy zone 1. Okay, C minor. Doing great, doing great. Try to visualize the shape. There. F minor. All right, you can get your hand ready before the next chord. I highly recommend that. Try to find the shape, try to find the notes. Okay, again, see I'm putting my hand over the chord, then I'm playing it. I can lift and ghost the next chord. Make sure it's right. Lift, ghost. Have to hold it down the entire time. I'm just doing that right now. You can play them short, right? So I can move my hand, find the chord, I can play it short, find the next chord like this, right? And then play the next chord, D flat. So short will help you if you're a beginner get into position faster, right? Eventually, you will want to practice long to get used to playing that type of duration and texture. All right, we're doing great. We're moving on to the sharp keys now. Here's C sharp minor. And B major 7, all black notes, right, on this one. So how'd that go? Pretty good? Not so good? Did you make some mistakes? Was it perfect? So here is the point where you want to assess yourself. If you made some mistakes, it's not time to bump up the tempo. It's actually time to bump the tempo down. The worst thing you can do right now if you did make mistakes is try to redo it at the same tempo. Okay? Make sure that you bump the tempo down because you want to be practicing correct voicings and correct notes. You don't want to continuously practice mistakes because your body is actually learning those mistakes. By using this tip, you'll 10x your efficiency in your progress, and it'll drastically, right, shed time and years off of your jazz piano journey, I promise you. Okay? So if you did get that perfect though, let's bump up. And you can always go to anywhere in between 60 or 90. You don't have to jump right to 90 to test your skills. These are just the levels that I'm setting for you as the tempo scale that I use and the students inside of Jazz Piano School use as well. So here we go. Here's 90. This is getting the hang of it. You're feeling good. It's a little faster. All right? Here we go. A little faster, right? It's got some pulse to it. Again, how'd you do? Did you have mistakes in there? Was it perfect? Was it easy? If you had little hesitations, but you were hitting the right notes, that's okay. I would probably redo it at the same tempo if you were kind of hesitating, but you hit the right notes. But if you didn't hit the right notes and you made mistakes, again, bump the tempo down. You might drop it back to 80. You might drop it. If you hit mistakes at 80, then go back to 74. If you hit mistakes at 74, go back to 70, right? So it's all just, it's an easy system, right? And if you follow it, you're going to make progress. It's really that easy. So if you didn't make mistakes, we're going to go up now. And by the way, you might have noticed, I'm going to change the tempo here, that I'm just using my right hand. Now, the reason for this is if you are focusing on certain goals, then the right hand rootless voicings is all you're going to need. And I'm all about speed and efficiency, right? So if your goal is to play solo piano or comp in a band, you're playing in a band, you want to improve your comping, then this is really all you need. You really don't need your left hand voicings at this point. If you want to practice these with your left hand, that's going to be used for improvisational purposes. Improv, right? So don't waste your time practicing your left hand if you're not doing improv or you're not interested in improv. Vice versa. Don't waste your time practicing your right hand if you're only interested in improvising in a band or in a solo piano format, because you need these left hand voicings a lot. I would say if you're doing solo piano and you want to improvise, you're going to need both hand voicings, okay? So here's 120. This is the tempo that's going to allow you to move on. So if you get your rootless voicings down at this tempo, that means you can move to the next step. And the next step is truly isolation or adding some rhythms to these, whatever you want. The rhythm shouldn't be that difficult if you hit 120, but you would move on to the next curriculum step at Jazz Piano School. So here we go. Here's 120. Ooh. Yeah. Excuse me, 120, 120. So if you pass that, these are solid. That means you can move on. You can move on to the next step. You can move on to the next practice exercise, the next tool. And again, for your rootless voicings, if that's something you're trying to learn, you'd move into a different way to isolate your rootless voicing in different ways. Because just learning your 251s, it's not enough. Because you're not going to just see 251s in the tunes you play. Okay, excuse me. So we're going to move to 150 now, 150. And at 150, this really means you're killing it. Like, you're crushing it. These are great. They're integrated. If I heard you play these at a gig, I'd be like, oh, that guy, that person knows their rootless facings, right? Their rootless voicing. So I'd be like, they got them down. Okay? So we're going to do 150. It's going to fly by. Here we go. You guys ready? And start. That one. good practice for me. I got used to talking and playing at the same time. I'm definitely not practiced that. Obviously, when I'm playing, I'm usually not talking. But great job at 150, okay? We're going to go to 180 next. You might have noticed that I'm kind of using different registers. That's okay, and it's completely encouraged by me as well. You don't want to get used to playing in the same register every single time, because any habitual habits you take on, habitual habits, it's redundant, but that's going to stick you in a box, and it's going to, if you go out of that register, for example, you'd be surprised that the tiniest things might screw you off. So you want to practice in different registers. You want to practice with different accents, staccatos, dynamics. All these things can throw you off, right? So the more variables, the more uncomfortable you can get with a certain tool, like we're practicing this tool right now, your rootless voicings, the better you're going to be at them. All right, let's move up to 180. I'm not going to say a single thing through this. Okay, to make sure that we're both focusing as much as possible, because this is the mastery tempo. Here we go. Hope you guys made it through there without any mistakes. If you had did, you've mastered the rootless voicings, okay? So if not, that's okay. No problem. I mean, mastery is a good goal to shoot for, but you definitely by no means have to spend all your time staying at that tempo and trying to master it, unless that's one of your goals, right? But 120 is certainly a great place to move on. Eventually, I would recommend getting them up to tempo, because if you do want to play higher tempos, obviously you'll need to learn them a bit more. But that's your rootless voicings structure two for your 2-5-1s in your right hand. Now, like I said, there's a lot of other steps. There's a lot of other things that start to come after this based on whether you hit that 120 mark or not. If you want to get access to all those steps, you can become a Jazz Piano School member. Or if you do have a plan for yourself, obviously you can continue to follow that. Okay, hope you guys enjoyed that, and I'll talk to you soon.